Part 2. Question 41. Your memory of the rules of basketball or golf is a type of... Choices. A. Semantic memory. B. Episodic memory. C. Procedural memory. Or D. Declarative memory. The correct answer here is A. Semantic memory. B. Episodic memory would be your memory for the last time you played one of these games. C. Procedural memory would be your memory for how to play the game, how to bounce the ball or swing the club. And D. Declarative memory, although that is technically also correct, because a semantic memory is a kind of declarative memory. Semantic memory is the much better term. D. Declarative memory, although technically correct, is not as good an answer as semantic memory, which is much more specific. Remember, declarative memories include semantic and episodic memories, so semantic memory would be a better answer than declarative memory. Question 63. After the patient HM suffered damage to his hippocampus, he suffered severe blank and moderate blank. Choices are A. Severe retrograde amnesia and moderate anteriograde amnesia. B. Severe anteriograde amnesia and moderate retrograde amnesia. C. Severe proactive interference and moderate retroactive interference. Or D. Severe retroactive interference and moderate proactive interference. And the correct choice here is B. Anteriograde amnesia was severe. He was never able to form any new memories. And retrograde amnesia was only moderate. He only lost memory for a few years prior to his surgery. Question 69. What is anteriograde amnesia? Choices A. Inability to recall procedural memories. B. Loss of memories that were formed before a certain event. C. Inability to form new long-term memories. Or D. Loss of all memories, new and old. And the correct choice is C. Inability to form new long-term memories. If you lose memories prior to some event, for example, a head injury or surgery, that would be retrograde amnesia. Not being able to form new memories is anteriograde. Question 70. The term working memory has been adopted by many researchers to replace the more traditional term. Choices. A. Long-term memory. B. Short-term memory. C. Sensory memory. Or D. Broken memory. The correct answer is B. Short-term memory. You might recall in class I made the case that both of these terms are pretty much the same. Technically there is a little bit of a distinction between the two, but for our purposes they're the same, and working memory is probably preferred, and that is actually a better description of the way we normally use the term short-term memory. Question 77. On which task would the patient HM show the best memory? Choices. A. The name of current famous people, such as the president. B. A short list of items recalled a few minutes later. C. Matching the names to photos of currently popular actors. Or D. The names of physicians and attendants whom he sees every day. And the correct choice is B. Short list of items recalled a few minutes later. Remember that HM had a problem with his long-term memory. Procedural memory, how to do things, no problem. Short-term memory, no problem. Question 91. Remembering how to tie your shoes is an example of a blank memory. Choices: A. Declarative, B. Episodic, C. Procedural, or D. Semantic. And the correct choice is C. Procedural. It is the memory for how to do something that is a procedure, so it is procedural memory.